90.7.
Hey guys, welcome to The Face. This is our first show, and I'm one of your hosts today, Jessica Palumbo.
And I'm your other host, Jennifer DeRosa.
So starting off, we have a kind of a weird story about Coachella. We all know that Coachella tickets are crazy expensive, right? With general admission being in the $500 area. So get this, a divorced guy named Gordon is a 56-year-old who will take you to Coachella if you meet his 20 creepy demands. He posted an ad on Craigslist that has since been deleted. Well, his offer extends to women between the ages of 19 and 25, and there are 20 demands here, but some of my personal favorites I'm going to share with you. So 11 is periodic moments of extended eye contact. We have 12, allow me to brush your hair once per day, not mandatory, but encouraged. 15, any personal grooming such as toenail clipping, eyebrow plucking, or lipstick application must be done in my presence. And last but not least, at least once during our stay after you shower, you must use the steam to write a cute message on the bathroom mirror for me to find later when I shower. Those are some pretty weird demands there, and the Coachella is pretty sweet, and you got Beyonce, you got Radiohead, Kendrick Lamar, Future, and a ton of other sick artists. So Jen, my question is, would you or any other girl be desperate enough for these Coachella tickets?
Honestly, I would not be that desperate. Just hearing these demands, it kind of seems like a hassle, even if you did consider it. I mean, at one point, he's like, at some point in the festival, you have to tell me, I didn't know how this would go, but I'm actually having a really good time. So he's, like, forcing you to just, like, do all these things, and they're just creepy. I mean, if any girl is to consider it, I'm kind of... just, like, I guess they're really desperate to see someone like Beyonce. Like, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, that would be me. Beyonce's my queen. So, obviously, I would have to go with good old Gordy to Coachella, you know?
But the thing is, like, I was thinking about it. You could totally go and then lose them in the crowd. Like, you could just run away and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Like, he might come after you if he's a psychopath.
He might make you sign some legal documents where you're bound to him. But I guess, yeah, you could do that for sure.
Okay, well, on to our next story. A group of people riding the subway in New York City worked together to remove swastikas and Nazi graffiti that covered a train cabin. And a 27-year-old attorney, Gregory Loke, from Manhattan, wrote a Facebook post about what he witnessed on the train. And he said, I got on the subway in Manhattan tonight and found a swastika on every advertisement in every window. The train was silent as everyone stared at each other, uncomfortable and unsure what to do. One guy got up and said, hand sanitizer gets rid of Sharpie. I need alcohol. He found some tissues and got to work. I've never seen so many people simultaneously reach into their bags and pockets looking for tissues and Purell. Within about 2 minutes, all the Nazi symbols were gone. Nazi symbols on a public train in New York City in 2017. I guess this is a Trump's America, said one passenger. No, sir. No, it's not. Not tonight, not ever, not as long as a stubborn New Yorker has anything to say about it. And apparently, the subway passengers have been seeing these symbols since Thursday. A lot of the people who have been spotting these symbols took time to remove them or completely transform them. A woman actually turned one of the swastikas into four squares, and each square had a letter to spell out the word love. Police are now investigating it as a bias or hate crime. So with everything going on in the world, Jess, isn't it kind of refreshing to see that people are using love against hate?
Yeah, it's so awesome. The Facebook post itself has over 700,000 likes and almost 500,000 shares. So it's awesome to see that people are really coming together in solidarity and kind of working together and to stop these hateful messages from going around. I think it's awesome to see, and yeah, it's a really powerful message in spite of everything that's going on.
Yeah, and do you think that love is going to continue to Trump hate as long as, like, Trump is our president? Like, I'm hoping that this continues and people are taking a more positive look on everything and not resorting to hate, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think Trump definitely has gotten some people really angry, and I think a lot of people are taking his message too literally, and I just think that people, good citizens like this, need to keep doing their work.
Yes, and God bless these people.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, that's kind of the opening stories that we have for you today. So now let's throw over to Paige for some entertainment news.
Thanks, guys. I'm Paige, and I'll be giving you your daily dose of entertainment.
You ain't heard nothing yet. It's showtime. Yeah.
Jamie Lynn Spears' daughter is in hospital after an ATV accident. The Polaris off-road vehicle reportedly flipped, leaving Spears' daughter Maddie underwater for several minutes. Spears was not with her daughter at the time of the accident. At this time, there are no further details, and Maddie's condition is unknown. Maddie's father, Casey Eldridge, has asked for everyone to pray for his baby. 30-year-old pop star Lady Gaga gave a stunning halftime performance at the Super Bowl on Sunday. Gaga kicked off her set by standing atop the roof of Houston's NRG Stadium and singing God Bless America. After floating down to the stage, Gaga continued her 13-minute set with some of her best-known songs, including Born This Way, Just Dance, Poker Face, Telephone, and finished with Bad Romance. She ended her set with a dramatic mic drop, then caught a football and jumped onto the field. The performance was watched by over 100 million U.S. viewers and is usually one of the biggest shows in an artist's career. Gaga also broke a tradition by doing the whole show by herself. In recent years, performers have brought out special guests. Following the show, Gaga made an Instagram post announcing a world tour for her newest album, Joanne. Broadway performer Amber Inman made a big mistake while singing the Canadian National Anthem at the Toronto Raptors game Sunday in Brooklyn. The singer sang, "O Canada, we sing our hearts for thee," lines that aren't in the anthem. The correct lines are, "O Canada, we stand on guard for thee." The Raptors' Kyle Lowry said the anthem was, quote, "a lot different than I have heard over the last 5 years." A spokeswoman for the Barclays Center said the prompter had failed and the Nets have apologized to the singer. We are officially 6 days away from the 2017 Grammy Awards. James Corden, star of Carpool Karaoke, will take over hosting from LL Cool J this year. Beyoncé, who recently announced that she is expecting twins, will be performing this year. Also performing are Bruno Mars, Adele, The Weeknd, Taylor Swift, Chance the Rapper, along with many other big acts. Chance the Rapper will be making his Grammy performance debut and is up for 7 awards, including Best New Artist. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd will be making their first couple debut by walking the red carpet together. Not surprisingly, Drake, Adele, and Beyoncé lead in nominations. The 59th Annual Grammy Awards will air on Sunday, February 12th, on CBS. And that's all for entertainment. Now we'll check in with Brendan for some sports updates.
Good afternoon, Sheridan. I'm Brendan Zarian, and here's what's going on in the world of sports.
Hello, the finish. Catch a ball, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Let's talk hockey.
Hey!
It was a record-setting Super Bowl Sunday with Tom Brady leading a huge second-half comeback against the Atlanta Falcons, erasing a 25-point deficit to claim the 34-28 overtime win. Brady, who missed the first 4 games of the season due to a suspension for the Deflategate scandal, broke the record for most completions and passing yards in the game. You can surely call it a stunning conclusion to a season that ended in redemption and possibly cemented Brady's position as the greatest player of all time after his 5th Super Bowl win. Moving on to basketball, the Raptors, who had recently been struggling, got back into the win column, defeating the Nets in Brooklyn without leading scorer DeMar DeRozan. Point guard Kyle Lowry, who was already feeling under the weather, needed 4 stitches after cutting his forearm on a drive to the basket. He ended up recording his first triple-double of the season in the win. The team will look to finish the second of a back-to-back tonight at home against the Clippers. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30. DeRozan and Patrick Patterson are expected to be game-time decisions. The Maple Leafs are back in action tonight, visiting the Islanders at the Barclays Center in a matchup of 2 teams trying to climb into the playoff position in the Eastern Conference. Islanders coach Doug Waite says that they have some big games coming up and none of the games are bigger than Monday. He added, A week can put you a point out of the playoffs or in the playoffs, so we've got to have a good week. The Leafs, who recently snapped a 3-game losing streak, are currently 1 point behind the third-place Boston Bruins in the Atlantic Division. Moving on to Sheridan Bruins, the basketball team is still undefeated this season with an 11-0 record and are currently ranked first overall in the province. The club will look to stay perfect as they travel to Mohawk tomorrow for a game that was rescheduled in late January. That's all for your sports today. We will now send things over to Christy for your daily news update.
Thanks, Brendan. I'm Christy, and I'm here with your news updates. So, Queen Elizabeth marks her Sapphire Jubilee as Britain celebrates her 65 years on the throne, making her the world's longest reigning living monarch. The 90-year-old queen did not celebrate this occasion herself, but a 41-gun royal salute was fired in a central London park to honor this milestone. Prime Minister Theresa May said in a statement, "Today's Sapphire Jubilee marks yet another remarkable milestone for our remarkable queen. It is a testament to her selfless devotion to the nation that she is not marking becoming the first monarch to reign for 65 years with any special celebration, but instead getting on with the job she has dedicated her life." Police are searching for a suspect in connection to a shooting near Danforth, where a man was found in life-threatening condition. He was taken to hospital, where he later died from his injuries. This marks Toronto's seventh homicide of 2017. The victim was identified as 21-year-old Tyrone Tomlinson. The suspect was last seen fleeing eastbound on foot, where he made his way through multiple residential homes and jumped over a fence. Witnesses say he was wearing dark clothing, a hood, and carrying a backpack. Airbnb is following up its Super Bowl ad with a campaign to provide short-term housing for 100,000 people in need over the next 5 years. The announcement that went out stated that it plans to start with refugees, disaster survivors, and relief workers, but wants to accommodate many more types of displaced people over time. Airbnb also said they will donate $4 million over a span of 4 years to the International Rescue Committee. The Super Bowl ad showed the faces of many different races and said, "We believe no matter who you are, where you're from, who you love, or who you worship, we all belong. The world is more beautiful the more you accept." A road rage incident on Highway 427 caught on camera results in two men being charged. A woman driving 110 kilometers in the left lane was clearly not fast enough for the man driving behind her. He was honking his horn and flashing his high beams at her and then pulled over in front of her and came to a complete stop. He then got out of his vehicle and approached the woman and began to scream profanities and aggressive gestures towards her and the passengers in her car. The man eventually got back into his car and drove off. Let's take a listen to what that was like.
"You not see a high beam at you? You're going 110. You're going 110. You you. You.
I have." The 46-year-old Singh Sandhu has been charged with dangerous operation of a motor vehicle and mischief, endangering life. And 21-year-old Amarpal Singh Sandhu has also been charged with uttering threats. That's all I got for your news updates. Let's check in with Matt with your weather.
How's it going, guys? We have quite a little weather warning.
It's raining sideways!
Sounds rough, Ollie.
Come on, the weather outside is weather.
All right, there's a special weather statement in effect for Southern Ontario tomorrow. You can expect freezing rain to begin tomorrow morning and will last for several hours throughout the day, eventually changing to rain later in the afternoon. So be careful driving on those roads. It's going to be an icy one tomorrow. On Wednesday, we're expecting a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 0 and a low of minus 7. Thursday, expect a few flurries and a high of minus 4 with a low of minus 10. And bringing us into the weekend, we're looking at a high of minus 3 and a low of minus 9. That's all for the weather today. Stay warm, Sheridan. Now we have a little song for you. Just believe his name is Astra. Sorry, Jess. What was that?
Astro.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's take a look at that.
I'm a stranger in my own world.
Static Selecta.
Darkness came down and took over.
'Cause from the outside the game looks lovely. The women, the money, the cars, or list because of some bars. Tours everywhere, it's a miracle. Lyrical skills pay the bills. Senseless chicks let you get some feels. Got your mama proud, let her see you rocking the crowds. After the standing ovations, you take a bow. You got it all now, people around you hyping. The only thing missing is excitement. Damn, all that anticipation for the call, but you could've waited. Private planes, you feeling lost on them trips to Vegas and hotel rooms. Mama dying like bees for some sugar from you, but you got an album to sell soon. Your stress at an all-time high, no insulin still. You got a paying career that you've been living with. Envisioned it when you was living with rats and roaches. Now you got it, but don't know how to approach it. Associates is only around for good moments. The checks in me bring yes men in. You know it, wanted to get behind the curtains. They finally let you go, only for you to realize the show is just a show. And everything's set up by the stage guys. When the executioner arrives, they apologize. Brooms and booze, what happened? You mastered in rapping. It's supposed to be a thing, you were supposed to be the king. You did it on the corner with your homies, it was natural. Should've took the weight off your shoulder, but it's your satchel. All you got is talent, thought spitting real made you a star, but ain't prepared for the extra moleculas. The love is dead, son, you got 16s. Depended on the pen and the paper to get you the cream. Wanted to shine through your lines, but the business is danger. In today's game, the real MC is just a stranger. Cause all I really need is the microphone and the dope beat, but will that get me home? And yo, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, I don't know. Cause all I really know is the microphone and the real beats, but will that get me known? And yo, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, I don't know. Enough time in the ring to know you bring more than they ever brought. So all of them better sing your praises when your flag hit the waving in the wind. Standing tall for it all, they know that you'll never bend. Dreams and ambitions and keeping your hands in it. And how you say what you say, but it seems they can't get it. Nice enough to be crowned as corner king. Living for the pen like all you know is you want a ring. And then it all comes down from before. And everything that you saw is nothing like what you thought. Truly yours, this whole shit's a facade. They going send you they odds, hope that it evens out, and if not, then pick a card, any card with the lights and the fame that you might have swore you knew. The dictators know nothing about what our corners do. Trying to win by any means at any cost, I promise you see a scene and you won't fiend this anymore, not at all. Cause all I really need is the microphone and the dope beat, but will that get me home? And yo, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, I don't know. Cause all I really know is the microphone and the real beats, but will that get me known? And yo, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, I don't know, I don't know.
All right. That was Astro, a.k.a. the Astronomical Kid, with the song Stranger featuring Sky Zoo. Nice little beat to that. A little sexy hook on it. What do you guys think?
It was really good. I actually was enjoying that.
I'm going to download that when I get home for sure.
Yeah, Apple Music.
Add it to the playlist.
Oh, yeah. So you guys watch the Super Bowl this weekend, or what's...
I watched the halftime show.
That's the halftime show?
I also watched the halftime show.
Who's there for the football?
I did watch the whole football game.
Hey, that a girl.
It was long, and it was frustrating, but, you know... What happens, happens, and I guess Tom Brady's just too good.
He's a goat.
He is.
But, I wanted to do a little something different. You know, the usual asking people questions, like, oh, who won the game last night, or did you see that turnover? No, so I was able to print out a photo of Mr. Tom Brady, and I thought it would be funny to, fold it in half. And see if anyone wanted to go on a date with just his chin and mouth and nose and everything. It'd be interesting to see what happened. Like, do you guys know what Tom Brady looks like?
I do.
I know what he looks like, sort
it's
of.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man, you know.
He's a model.
He keeps himself trim.
Model wife.
Keeps it clean.
Definitely not bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? I wanted to ask girls and guys, you know. Got to see both opinions. Maybe the guys want to take him out on a nice little coffee date. And, I did not expect the answers. Like, you, all three of you said you would go on a date with Tom Brady, correct?
Yeah.
It's not what's the feeling on campus this week. Here at Trafalgar campus, I stopped by the coffee loft on the marquee just to see what some people said. So, let's check it out. So, I have here a photo of half a man's face, and I'm wondering if you would go on a date just by looking at his lips, nose, and chin.
His smile looks swarmy. He's like, if It's not a genuine smile, you know? I don't trust him.
I understand. Well, you just passed up a date with 5-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady. Just by looking at this gentleman's lower half, his lips, chin, nostrils, would you just, you know, go on a date, maybe grab some coffee with him without knowing who he is?
Yeah, YOLO, sure.
All right, well, you just accepted a date with Mr. Tom Brady, multi-millionaire, 5-time Super Bowl champion, 4 MVPs. What do you have to say about that? Does that make you even more excited?
Not really for the wealthy elite.
This man's jawline and lips and everything right here. Would you go on a date just by seeing the lower half of his face?
He's got small lips, so he's not a good kisser. No.
That's a no?
No.
His beard is like too hairy.
So that's a double no for both of you? Well, you ladies just passed up a date with 5-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady. He's got 4 rings, multi-millionaire, and you probably could have been taking Giselle's spot. Who knows? All right, sir. You have here a man's lower face. Now, I'm going to show you who this man is afterwards, but would you go on a date just by looking at him and his lips?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a ladies' man, but just looking at the picture and a quick analysis of the facial structures, I really like what I'm seeing here. He's got a nice, consistent beard. I don't know if he trimmed that recently, but it's very consistent, and I can appreciate that. He's got a nice, like, half smile, and I'm a huge fan of, like, partial butt chins, so I'm going to say I would definitely go on a date with this guy. Who is it, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, you, sir, just accepted a date with Mr. Tom Brady, recent Super Bowl champion, 5 rings, 4 MVPs, and you are one lucky man.
I love sexy athletes. Like I said, I'm more of a ladies' man, but I'd take a chance on him.
Thought those were going to be the answers. I think all the girls I talked to, just it's too small lips, apparently too hairy.
Some girls can be quite picky, you know, but that Australian guy, I loved his answers.
Yes, I love that accent. Can you get me his number?
I'm sorry, he's going on a date with Tom Brady. I'm sorry.
You win some, you lose some, right?
Yeah, you can try next time. You never know. See if he's single after that date. I heard Tom makes a mean mocha. So, what's this? Hear about something's going on at Hooters for Valentine's Day? What's up with that?
I'm doing this.
So, what's something about like bringing your ex in or like?
Not your ex physically. A picture of you and your ex or something. They shred it for you. They shred that picture. You never have to see it again. You order 10 chicken wings, they give you 10 boneless wings for free.
Ooh.
That's like the best deal on Valentine's Day, especially if you're single.
It's like the best
and you
reason.
Hate your ex. You just
I'm
go
going.
It.
I am going.
Even if I was dating someone, I think I would break up with them for that purpose.
It's like if you break up with them like in front of the restaurant, they'll just give you like all the free wings.
Yes,
like you get 20
unlimited.
I actually think it's such a cool idea though. Like that's a nice way.
To just
cope with the situation, whether it was recent or in the past. But I think it's cool. It's different.
It makes us single people feel like a little bit better.
More appreciated.
Like, hey, chicken wings. I don't need a man.
Honestly, though, like I would do anything for chicken wings. I love chicken wings. If I have to bring a picture in of my ex, like, heck, I'll do it.
And either way, your breakup has an upside, right? You get chicken wings.
You get chicken wings. What's better than chicken wings? Come on.
Boneless chicken wings.
Even better. You don't have to, like, get
boneless,
all dirty.
Boneless chicken wings.
Oh, my God.
Who doesn't want that? Jeez. Yes.
Amazing.
I need to get a girlfriend and then break up with her. This is too tempting of a deal to pass up.
Hooters is just changing everything now. It's like, I need someone so I can break up with them.
Yeah.
Not to actually have a decent Valentine's Day, but.
Game changer for sure.
Speaking of Valentine's, do you guys have any plans? Anyone doing anything fun?
Hooters.
Yeah, I'm going to Hooters. Actually, we did talk about some plans, didn't we?
Yes, I think I was going to cook you dinner. I think those were our plans.
I think that sounds amazing.
Yes.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to eat a box of Purdy's chocolate in my basement. But, can I come to dinner? Or
make
is that
sure.
Just an
yeah, sure.
Thing?
It's going to be vegan, though. It's a full vegan dinner.
I'm going to Hooters.
I know how much you like to.
Can't. I'm sorry. You vegans and your.
I'm going to convert you by the end of this radio broadcast. You're going to be vegan.
I'm going to throw up. just pure vegan food. Oh, not
it's
good.
Good. It's not good. Good. You gotta change up your taste buds, Matt.
Yeah. Can't always eat burgers and burgers.
Come on. Vegetables.
There's lettuce
makes
on
you,
those.
Makes
tomatoes.
You feel so good.
Come on.
You eat a burger and you just feel gross. You eat some vegetables.
And
you feel
coming
good.
From the girl that just wants to stay at Hooters and eat chicken wings all the
okay.
time.
Okay. I said a burger. I only eat chicken and turkey. I'm not eating. stuffing my face with a burger.
Vegan burgers. Ugh.
Ugh. Anyways, Valentine's Day is overrated. Go to Hooters to get some chicken wings. Even if you're vegan, give them to your dog. I don't care.
I guess, I don't know if you guys saw some of these Super Bowl commercials this weekend.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah, there was some hilarious ones.
And some cute ones.
Yeah.
All the babies dressed up like, I guess, old Terry Bradshaw, old school commentators and everything. Just so cute.
I love the Skittles one. It was random, it was funny, and it's just, that's what I expect to see from a Super Bowl commercial, you know?
I was hoping to see the Doritos, but because Canada Feed is just, you don't get the best commercials. I had to find some online. And as I was doing that, I may have stumbled across a Super Bowl commercial that only aired in two states. And it was with Mr. Will Ferrell. And it may have been done last year, I don't know, but it is too funny to not mention that, it starts off with a woman looking out the bus window. Must be maybe mid-50s, early 60s. And the camera slowly starts panning back, and she turns to her right, and Will Ferrell's sitting right there. And they start hardcore making out. Like, hardcore making out. And, like, I don't even know what I'm watching. Why I'm watching this, I'm still watching it. But the camera keeps panning and panning, and, like, is this for, like, a condom commercial or something? It's like, it ends up being an old Milwaukee beer commercial. So then it just stops. The music stops playing. They're still making out in the background, and you just see a can of beer. And then it starts zooming back in with the music again. It's like, I don't know. I kind of want an old Milwaukee Ice after that.
You see no beer.
No beer. Just, the can is kind of, you can see it at the end a little bit in a grocery bag.
Yeah.
Just like kind of popping out, and it's just like, oh, hey, by the way, old Milwaukee beer.
But what would you expect from, like, Will Ferrell? He's, like, the funniest, strangest man out there.
Nothing less. Nothing less than Will Ferrell.
Beer commercials around Super Bowl are always amazing, and they never let me down, ever.
Oh, I was just upset. I was at a bar. They had a little trivia thing or a contest. Guess to see what beer commercial plays first. Budweiser didn't even play till the end of the halftime. Everyone lost because who the heck is going to choose a Busch beer? It's like, that's some Pabst Blue Ribbon level of stuff. And then, like, all it was a commercial of just some guy opening a can, and all you hear was for a minute straight. Like, now I don't want that beer anymore.
That
I want
like
old Milwaukee. I want my Will Ferrell brew.
Jen, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
It was the Skittles one, but the Mr. Clean one. Like, it wasn't my favorite. Oh, I just thought it was the strangest. Like, it actually kind of scared
they
me.
They really took a turn on Mr. Clean. He used to be so, like...
Clean?
He used to be a household name, and now...
He was so, like, buff and, like, not scary looking, but, like, now more intimidating. Now he's, like, doing these dances, and this lady's, like, looking at him all like, I want you.
It looked like he had, like, a lot of work done on the off-season.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit more plasticky than he used to be.
I guess they took a 50 Shades turn on it, considering all the moms are excited for those movies.
For sure.
You know.
What was your favorite, Jess?
I really liked the Audi commercial. It was about this girl, and she's soapbox racing, and it was just about how Audi pays their workers equal pay, whether they're male or female. I thought it was such a good feel commercial, and, you know, watched it, loved it, and then, you know, lived my life. All right.
Yeah. I think it was a good year for commercials, football.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think, I'm looking forward to next year. It's probably going to be the only football game I watch in 2017-18.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, for 90.7 The Face, this has been Matt Coffin,
Christy Knox,
Jessica Palumbo,
and Jennifer DeRosa.
Oh, and we have our two other co-hosts.
Hey,
Brendan Zarian.
Oh, no. Doubled
They're
up.
Fighting for the mic.
Yeah, you've been listening to 90.7 The Face.